Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Hi, everyone. Happy June 2nd, 2014, and happy Manic Monday to everyone out there. Thank you for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show Network, or our most popular show of all, the Manic Monday Show, hosted by Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. And as usual, Michelle has a great show in store for us tonight with special guest Heather from Big Brother Canada 2 joining us tonight. I just have a couple of very quick announcements to make before we say hi to Paul and bring up Michelle. First, Saturday, May 31st, was the anniversary of Ron Rad's passing. For those of you who may be new to the Rad Reality Show Network, Ron Rad was the founder of this network of shows, and we lost him much, much too soon to a congenital heart defect at the very early age of only 40 years old. After his passing, a few of his very close friends decided to carry on the show per his request and wishes, and we continue to do this show as Ron's legacy and in his honor. And that's why you hear us open and close each show we do with a clip of Ron, just so that new listeners know why you hear Ron at the very beginning and very end of each show we do. That's why. And the anniversary of his passing was Saturday, so it's a very sad time for those of us who are very close to him. Also, they may not be listening, but yesterday was my mom's birthday and Thomas's mom's birthday as well. So I just wanted to give both of our moms a belated happy birthday wish.
Panther too, Panther.
Panther, yes, Panther too. So many birthdays on June 1st. And third, Chi-Town Joe and our beloved Ron. Both were huge Chicago Blackhawks fans, so my condolences go out to them on the Game 7 loss to the LA Kings. I know how heartbreaking it is to lose that Game 7 at home. It's just heart-wrenching. So my condolences to you, Chi-Town Joe. I know that was a tough one to lose. So... Okay. For any new listeners we may have out there, my name is Cherry Garcia. We're getting ready to check in with Paul from Minnesota. We'll both be your co-hosts tonight. Make sure you say hi to Paul if you call in tonight, because sometimes he gets lost in a sea of females up here online. So, Paul, how's it going up in Minnesota?
It is going well. Thank you, Cherry. I'm a little concerned. There is a slew of our chatters who are not hearing any sound, so I'm going to try to figure that out for them. I hate when stuff like that happens, but anyway, I'm excited for tonight's show, as always, and people might not think you sound better, but you are feeling a lot better than you were, and sounds like this particular cold or whatever it was really knocked you over.
Yeah, it's been a rough one. You know, like I said, I go through all winter without being very sick, and then nice weather moves in, and I get sick as hell, so not very fair. But I don't know what's going on with our sound out there tonight.
Yeah, I'll see if I can figure something out for them, but anyway.
Okay, well, let's bring up Michelle Costa. It seems like forever since we've talked to her, since we took last Monday off for Memorial Day, and it was Michelle's brother's birthday. So we took the Monday off, and it seems like forever when we miss a Monday with her. So let's bring Michelle up and say hi, and welcome back, Michelle. How are you, girl?
Music, sicko.
Oh, we do have to can't forget that.
So you want to play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're doing.
Welcome back, Michelle. How are you?
Well, I was going to say, I'm not coming back unless I'm a dark horse, baby.
I'm trying to do too many things at once. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with our sound and typing in the chat room.
Yeah, first off, I noticed that we're obviously having technical difficulties, which is not at our end, as usual. And so if you guys want to listen to the show out there, call 347-237-5506. Don't press 1 unless you want to call in, but you'll be able to hear the show and you'll be able to talk. So try that out. Like I said, it's nothing that we can control. Blog Talk has been having some issues lately. And I really appreciate that they're doing that on our weekend back, our week back from last Memorial Day that just passed. Happy Memorial Day to everybody. Happy birthday to my brother. And I apologize for not being here with you guys, but my brother had an unexpected birthday party that we didn't know about till 2 days before. So we had to change all our plans, and that's what happened. I have two things to say. Number one is if anybody watches or loves Andy Cohen, if you guys know Andy Cohen, he does Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, and he has a jackhole. Now, Cherry, one of the jackholes is referring to you, and there's another jackhole. First jackhole being that you are sick. So jackhole going out to being sick, screw you, you missed the boat. This winter and spring have passed, and we're into June 1st. Happy birthday to Cherry and Faceland's mom and to Panther. And the second jackhole being to our sound system for goddamn Blog Talk. So can we all say collectively, Paul and Cherry. Jackholes! Ready? One, two, three. Jackholes!
Jackholes! There you go.
So, but we have a great show lined up. I just want to first say, I want to talk about a little bit what Cherry said. And if you guys don't know, our show started off with Mr. Fabulous Ron Rad. And that's where our Ron Rad reality show started with all the different shows. And unfortunately, he did pass away on Memorial Day. And we were not here last week to talk about it. So I just want to bring that up and say that we're all thinking about him and his family. And can I just say, you said it best, Cherry. He was, it was taken away too soon from us, but if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here right now. So we must look at the positive out of all negative in life, because you don't know why something was brought to you and presented to you in this certain fashion. You just don't know why, but this is why. We're all here together. We've met each other. We have not met each other. We've talked to each other. We've chatted. We've talked over the podcast. We've tweeted, we've Instagrammed, we Facebooked, do we MySpace anymore? Cherry, do we MySpace anymore?
I never had MySpace.
Well, if we MySpace, we MySpaced. But, listen, Big Brother's right around the corner, you guys, June 25th, and everybody knows I'll be at the premiere party for Adam Pock in New York with Eric Stein and Monica Bailey and JoJo, and whoever else will show up. I'm going to be excited. But we still are thinking about Big Brother Canada. So tonight's guest will be, oh, my God, I cannot wait. Do you know what? For me, she's, like, soothing. I wish she was in my show so that I could have talked to her, because she just seems so calm, cool, and collective. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I think Heather is so awesome and adorable, and she played such a great game, and she did such a great job, and with all her triumphs that she had to deal with, you know, with the cattiness and all that. So I'm excited to have Heather on tonight. Cherry and Paul, I know that you guys are super excited. Please discuss.
Absolutely. And she's on the switchboard now.
Shut up.
Ready to
I love early birdies. Tweet, tweet.
Are you ready?
I don't know if I'm ready, like fully, like 100%. I'm 90% ready. I'm wondering if everybody else is ready for the fabulous Heather.
I think so.
I think so, too.
Leah says she loves Heather. She was rooting for her.
Everybody was rooting for her. Who wasn't rooting for her?
I know.
So let's bring her up and let's just grace her with the presence of being on Manic Mondays and having us grace her with her presence. Ooh, I'm excited.
All right. Let's do this.
Hi, y'all.
Here we go. Well,
yay.
Hang on one
second.
Hey,
Heather, what's going on, girl? This is Michelle from Big Brother 10, and I love you. Can I just say that? Am I allowed to say that right away?
I would think so. I love you, too.
Aw. Well, we just want to say thank you for coming on Manic Mondays. I know you had a little time to digress, I guess if you're calling it digressing, but we were such fans of you, and we're just so glad that you were able to take time off of, I'm sure, your busy schedule to come on Manic Mondays tonight. Welcome, girl.
Ah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. So how has life been outside the house? I know it's been a few probably weeks, but I'm sure you can't even go to your mailbox without having somebody stop and say how cute you are.
You know what? It's actually been quite the experience being outside of the house, and everybody has been amazing. Like, getting stopped on the street is just awesome because everyone always just says positive things, and they just want to say hi or take a picture. So, I mean, it's been really, really good coming outside of the house, and I think having that just made it that much better.
So you were you a Big Brother fan before, or were you kind of new to the whole Big Brother and then kind of like the live feeds and how people would be such a part of your life without you knowing? I'm sure people go up to you all the time. As I'm going to tell you, it's been many years later for me, and people still tell me how I butter my toast. Do people tell you how you butter your toast, Heather?
All the time. All the time.
So how did you butter your toast? Did left to the right? No, I'm just kidding. Well, you on the switchboard with Miss Cherry and Paul, and I know Paul is just dying over there. Paul, go ahead with your questions now because I know you're ready to spit them out. Go, Paul. I'm giving you leeway. Go ahead.
No, I'm Michelle. You don't know what I'm trying to figure stuff out in the background with why.
Oh, I know.
Having,
but I know that Heather's on, so take advantage.
In the background, trying to figure out why we're having issues with Blog Talk tonight, trying to figure if I could find the answer to it. So that's kind of what I've been focusing on. But I am awfully happy that you're on. Heather, I thought you were likely to be gone so early in the game, and for you to last as long as you did and afford us fans the opportunity to really get to know you better, because if you'd left earlier, we wouldn't have had that opportunity. But it was so fun to watch you and to learn about you. You had such a roller coaster ride. I mean, I'm about to ask you what was your favorite moment, your worst moments. There's probably several of them, weren't there?
Calm down, Paul. Calm down. I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, my favorite moment, I have like two that will go down in history for me. It has to be awards night and just seeing how far I really to get inside that house. And then, of course, seeing my boyfriend, because, you know, who could pass that up, right?
Okay. I, by far, probably cried the most in the Big Brother 10 house, and I cried the most when I came to find out that there was a phone call coming in. We all know, sob story, I didn't get it. I thought that was one of the best moments, Heather. Oh, my God. Can you please explain to us? Like, I know going through the TV what you felt, but please tell us. When you saw your boyfriend, was that like a turning point for you? Because, like, oh, my God, I have actually chills running through my body right now. That was amazing, babe.
Aww.
Amazing.
Aw, thanks. It was the best thing in the world that could have happened, because at that point in the game, you're so close to the end and emotions are running through you and you don't know what to think, and you don't know what to think about the other house guests or what to think about your real life, or like, do you still have real life out there in the outside world, or is it like a zombie apocalypse or something crazy like that? But seeing him was definitely a game turner for me. It just made me realize why I'm really there and reminded me who I am and the life that I have back home. And then after that, it's just like, I just want to win everything. Like, I just want to go for it. Of course, I didn't end up staying that long afterwards, but I definitely had, like, determination to keep going further that much more after I saw him.
Well, I mean, we saw, you know, kind of how it developed at the end for you. And I have a question for you. I don't know how you're going to answer this, but, okay, so we saw that, you know, you won the competition and then, you know, kind of your alliance got scared of you, which I don't know how you felt or if you've seen it since you left, you know, how John and, you know, they were kind of like, oh, she's winning. And, you know, it's like, oh, they were scared of you all of a sudden. And do you think that you should have maybe played it different and kind of played like, oh, my God, and didn't win? Or do you think that you should have still did what you did? Because I think you did a fabulous job, and I think that they kind of didn't realize how strong you were till the end, and they were scared of you more than anything, and they were like a two-pack. They were like a double mitt.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I'll ever be able to realize if it was a good move or a bad move, but I would like to think that it was a really, really good one, only because like, I came so close to winning. I really just wanted to win that one. But even just having them realize that I wasn't a stupid blonde and having like all of Canada realize that I can actually win competitions and I have just not been trying was kind of worth it for me, because for people to watch at home that's the way that I really am meant probably more to me than having to lose to John.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I never thought you were super blonde at all, ever.
Well, thank you.
And I don't think a lot of us thought that. I think that, you know, from the beginning, women were first off catty towards you, so they automatically made you to be that, you know, and that's mm-hmm. just what normal human nature is. You can't blame anybody for that. But when you, like, finally got kind of, like, your own self and you were able to come out of your shell, I think that was like so awesome, because you were that same person before. I think that you just kind of played the game aspect and it really kind of helped you out, because yeah, like Paul said, you were like on the outs, but at the same time being on the outs in that game is like you're more in than anything. So it's like, laugh on those stupid assholes, excuse my language, that kind of put you in like this, like, oh, you know, we're carrying her along, and maybe they didn't even realize that they were kind of getting played themselves too. I think you were playing them. I think that's what you were doing, you know, with your circumstances, right? You're laughing.
Oh, of course.
I like
that's
that.
Exactly what I was doing.
Yes.
Show Fidelity, you got a peg.
All yeah. right. I want to point out, I mentioned you had a roller coaster ride early on when we fans first got watching the feeds and the show. You know, we'd hear people talking about you, and I would keep hearing people saying, you know, you got to look out for Heather. She's really playing the game hard. But I, to be honest with you, I had not seen that. Was that a correct perception on their parts? Were you early in the game playing hard, trying to strategize, get alliances? Tell me about the first part of your game.
You know what? That one, they were slightly right about that part, because when I first went in there, like, I did pick my one person to align with. It's the wrong person. But I did pick Aika, and her and I, well, at that point, I had thought that her and I had aligned ourselves really well. And then to everybody else, I was just kind of like being kind of trying to act really dizzy and just trying not to look like I was playing the game really hard. But the thing that I didn't realize was that Aika had talked to Sabrina and talked to Netta, who had then talked to the first five and everyone else in the house, and said, oh, you know what, she actually is playing this game. So I think they were probably right, but I wasn't acting that way to everyone inside the house. I was only doing it to a couple people.
I think Aika was epic, by the way. I don't think it was wrong that you chose. Yo, Paul, I know you think it's the same thing. Like, I think that if Aika didn't... Okay, so she was like, how do I put this? So she was like working all sides, and she just picked the wrong side. Like, if you guys have kept together, oh, my God. And speaking of Aika... What did you think about the envelope kicks? And I'm sorry, but watching it was just amazingness, epicness. And I don't think that you personally were upset about it. Watching it back, what do you think?
I think it's hilarious, to be completely honest. All of her facial expressions and everything afterwards, like, it just seems not as big of a deal afterwards than it did inside that house. But I was happy that she took the money, because at that point, if she would have gave everyone their letters, I knew, like, three people that would have changed their mind. And I would have gone home, and I wouldn't have been very happy about that.
So what would you have done if you were in her position? You would have done the same thing? I mean, I think I would have done the same thing, too. I would have been like, kick. Actually, I would have probably been more crazier. but would you have done the same thing? I think she did the right thing, and I think she gets too much slack for that.
Oh, you know what? See, the thing that Aika had done was that it wasn't just taking the money. It was the fact that she had gone out and been mean to everybody for so long that by the time she would have chosen the letters, everybody would have sent her home anyway. is she would have just picked up the money and said, hey, guys, I love you all. I'm going to pretend like they're watching me just in case they are and I don't know, and given us all their letters, then she would have stayed. So, I mean,
yeah,
I would have gave everyone their letters.
Hindsight, looking back, you would have done one thing, but being in that position, Heather, it's like, you know how crazy that house makes you get. And, you know, being a past Big Brother house guest, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're acting like that or cried. You're looking back. Are you feeling the same that I felt, like, oh, my God, people just don't understand what it's like to be in that house?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because everybody sees it and they're like, why are they crying?
It's
crazy being in that house.
We nuts.
Oh,
well, welcome to the family, by the way. Now, you're welcome. I just want to let you know that, you know, being a part of the Big Brother family, that you have now, you're stuck with me. So I'm sorry, but, you know. And, you know, you get to actually do a lot of cool things, and you get to help out a lot with different events, and I'm sure you've heard about them. But one thing I want to talk to you about is Toys for Tots. Are you familiar with Toys for Tots? They help out kids in need of toys during the holidays. I'm sure you guys have that up in Canada, and I'm sure around where you are. And I'm vice president of New Hampshire legislation, and we have a lot of people from tons of different shows, Big Brother, Amazing Race, and MTV, Voice, American Idol, Biggest Loser, and if you are available, you should come and join us the first week of December in New Hampshire.
Oh, my gosh, that would be absolutely phenomenal. You know what, I would actually love that. I think that sounds absolutely amazing, and I would definitely want to talk to you more about that afterwards.
Absolutely. I mean, we do so much for the kids. We raise money. We raise toys. We go on, like, a shop to drop through Walmart, banging carriages, and having so much fun. And so hopefully you can be a part of it coming up. But not only that, but there's Reality Rally. There's so many different events that I can let you know about. We'll exchange numbers after and discuss all of them. But, you know, you have such a platform that you're on right now. You know, what is it that you're going to plan on doing, or I'm sure you have things planned already that you want to let us know about?
Oh, of course. I actually, right now I'm just kind of soaking it all in. I'm getting some time with my loved ones, and then I am trying to do as many appearances as possible, meet as many fans, and do as many charity events that are coming my way that I can. And, of course, I'm going to go over to Vancouver shortly and visit my Netta and everyone there, and then have John Party and Ned's come to Edmonton afterwards. So I'm pretty excited. And then after that, I think I'm going to try and sign with an acting agency out of Vancouver and see where that takes me.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
like,
can I just say that if I was in the house with you, I would go to you to calm me down, to soothe me. I feel like you have this aura about you that's just very calming. And I'm not a catty person. Like, I'm not like that. Like, I wouldn't be like girl guy. I would just be like about the person. And I just feel like you're just so nostalgic. Like, you're so – I don't understand why people are so catty, but – I do, and then I don't, because, okay, I was in the house, and I get it, because you're crazy, but at the same time, it's like, I don't understand why people are so crazy, but, you know, the different personalities, you never know what you're going to get, right, girl?
Mm-hmm, definitely, and thank you, that makes me so happy. You know what, by the end of the day, I just think sometimes it's easier for people to do some things and say some things and go in one direction than actually do what they want to do and go in the other direction in that house.
Absolutely. And Paul, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you were going to say something?
No, you brought up, okay, Heather, when just to let you know how we fans think, we're some of us are diehard, long-time listeners or viewers of the show, and we like real people on the show, and we like people that, you know, want to play the game Big Brother. And sometimes when we see somebody's background, when we get the bios and they talk about why you want to be on the show and they talk about, you know, to further my career or acting, we all kind of cringe because we want just Big Brother players. We don't want you on there to make a name for yourself. But aside from that, you did play the game. If you stuck with mm-hmm. Heather, you saw that she played the game, and we enjoyed watching you. You mentioned going to Vancouver. Is that the Canadian area for trying to get acting gigs?
It is. Vancouver and Toronto are our two biggest markets for acting and modeling. So Vancouver is the closest to me, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And, of course, my best friend is down there. So I figured that that one might be the smartest way for me to go. And a couple of the agencies down there are absolutely phenomenal. So I wanted to try what happened with them.
So when did you get
wait,
the
you
bug?
Didn't do any modeling before?
Yeah, that's what I just asked.
You had to have done modeling. I mean, you're gorgeous.
Modeling?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Sorry, modeling, acting, and voiceovers.
Perfect.
But you had to have done modeling before, though, right? Oh, so you did modeling, acting, and voiceovers before?
Well, before it was mostly modeling and some acting, but now I'm looking at all three.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. I mean, how has been your experience? Like, did you think that it was going to be this epic when you left the house?
Not at all. Oh, my gosh. Because up until you leave that house, you really just think, oh, yeah, I'm in a house. And, like, there's these cameras. But you don't think that anybody's actually watching them until you get outside of the house. And all of a sudden, Arissa's sitting there being like, you have fans. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have fans. This is crazy. And then walking out and having press. And then Nana and I went to the mall the next day, and we got stopped constantly, and we were just holding each other like, oh, my gosh, these are real people right now. So it's really,
isn't
really
it
crazy.
The weirdest thing, Heather? Like, when I, still to this day, I'm, like, weirded out. I'm just kind of like, I'm, like, a normal person like you, and people are like, oh, my God, you're Michelle from Big Brother. And I'm like, yeah. And you're
yeah,
the one
exactly.
that's crazy shit. You're like, yeah. Like, yes, I did. Thanks for telling me that I'm crazy.
Well, Heather, one of the cool things, first of all, the awards night was one of my favorite moments, too, and I immediately thought, I wish the U.S. version would do something like that, because you got to see yourselves on TV. You got to see clips of what was going out, and I know that's always such a thrill for the house guests to see little clips and that type of thing. So that was a favorite night of mine as well. I forget who else we had on who said that it, maybe it was Netta or Sabrina who said it really, it was a long time. It was a lot longer than what we got to see because you guys kept asking for them to repeat it. Play it again.
Oh, definitely.
But was it really... The other thing was it really exciting when, like, Tala came in? Did you know her from the previous season? Had you watched BB1?
Oh, my gosh. I loved BB1. It was amazing.
Oh,
and
it was so
Tala
fun.
Was incredible.
And
so
she brought in.
Asking that, did you watch Big Brother America?
Pardon me?
Did you watch any of the BBUS?
I did. I believe it was 10 and 13, I think, or 11 and 13 that I watched. And then I watched, like, parts of other seasons as well, obviously. But I watched both of those full ones, and then I watched Canada, and now I've been working my way back through the U.S. ones because, well, let's face it, they're all a big family now, so I need to know everybody.
Yeah, you got to know your familia, girl.
You are a big family, and you could see how much by all the – you know, the number of BBUS people that were house guests that were in the audience. But in your bio, they had asked you about your favorite Big Brother players, and you had mentioned Rachel Riley, who we love as well. How awesome was it when the TV screen came on and Rachel got to say hi to you guys from the sideshow?
My heart dropped. I was so excited, and I couldn't stop screaming. Like, I know they showed a lot of Sabrina screaming, but I was doing the exact same thing. I was so pumped. I love her, and the fact that she was there watching was just amazing, and to go back and watch it and have her be like, Heather's my favorite. I'm like, you're my favorite. You're why I watched.
I know. That was awesome. Another very moving and memorable moment for us fans watching was when you told your story by the hot tub about how you grew up and how you had been bullied and picked on, and I'm even getting choked up talking about it. But I just want to say you had so many people fall more deeply in love with you when you shared that very emotional moment, and I'm sure, Michelle, you and Jared, well, you felt the same way.
Well, I feel honored, actually. It's always a hard thing to talk about, like, your past childhood, especially when you were made fun of or anything that had gone wrong in your life, especially to say it all to Canada. So it was a big step for me, actually, and then having it go over so well and having so much support afterwards honestly just makes me really happy.
Is that the things that you say in that house because you're just having a normal conversation with somebody? How many people actually see it? I mean, you're talking to somebody because you live with them, and you live with them, and it's like you live with them for 5,000 years. Isn't that right, Heather?
Oh, my gosh, forever.
And then, you know, you don't realize you're saying such intimate things about yourself. And then you come out of the house and people are telling you what you say. And I'll be honest, Heather, sometimes I didn't even remember that I said stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, I said that. Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, all of the time. And it's so weird, too, because you'll forget all about it. And all of a sudden, someone will bring it up in a conversation, and you're like, what are you talking about? And then they're standing there being like, that's what you said. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. You were watching that. Okay, that makes sense.
So how long did you actually spend in the jury house, and what was that experience like? And I'm trying to remember, you did show up. Dan was there, right, when you showed up?
He was there. Dan is phenomenal. I really, really like him. He is so fun to talk to. And, like, jury house was great. I wasn't there for very long at all. I was there for, like, a night. But by the end of it, it was just really peaceful. It was beautiful. Everything there is stunning. And it was so relaxing. And it got Rochelle and I to have some time together, too, which, I mean, only made things better for home time, right?
Absolutely.
Heather, I have to say, I can honestly see why you are a model. I went to get pictures of you to put on our promo, and you have some of the most beautiful pictures to choose from. And, you know, just, and those are just the ones that are just out there on Google, just, you know, available. I can only imagine some of the pictures that you must have from professionals and such. You are adorable. And your voice, I wanted to mention that too. You have such a wonderful voice to do voiceover. You are going to have a fabulous career ahead of you.
Aw, thanks.
Amen.
That's always good to know because this voice is crazy.
Oh my God. You're going to have a great career.
Heather, your voice is amazing. And you know what's funny? It's like, you know, I was bullied when I was younger. I was bullied for my voice. Mm-hmm. I was tall. I was really bullied because I was skinny. And I look back and I'm like, you know what? Ha ha. If anybody wants to laugh at somebody that gets bullied, if you notice that everybody that gets bullied is successful, is the one you know, takes their reins and runs with it like a horse. And it's so funny, the people that bully other people are the ones that end up, you know, at the reunion in the corner. You know what I'm talking about. Like,
having fun and being the outcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so funny how, you know, if you think about it, like, think about your high school. Think about your days in school. You either the bully or the one being bullied. That's the story that I get through everybody that I speak to. And it's like, you know, who becomes more successful? The one that's pushed back to the wall and that's slapped around, not technically, but maybe mentally, physically, emotionally, and they're the ones that come out of it boxing back and become somebody. So you know what?
Karma.
Right? Karma's a biznatch.
You so agree with that.
Isn't it so true? Like, I mean, but you know what? It's people like us that are a voice and continuing the voice. If we don't speak up about it, and it's going to keep going. And I know that all these Big Brother followers and listeners and chatters and ones that follow Big Brother US, Big Brother Canada, everything, they fight for the people that they're rooting for, you know?
Oh, my
and
gosh, yes.
They do. Now, Heather, how awesome has a fan's been? Is there one kind of fan or one kind of message in your mind that sticks out about somebody that sent you something that you were like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, this is why I'm here put on earth to, you know what I'm talking about, to just, like, represent?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so I don't know who I saw, but the morning show right after we came outside of the house, and after the finale and everything, was this little girl, and she had brought me flowers. And it was the most heart-touching thing of my life. I actually have that picture saved in my phone forever and ever and ever. I tweeted, I Facebooked, I Instagrammed that photo. She will always be stuck in my head because it wasn't just her giving me the flowers and having a hug and everything. It was during the commercial, I was like, okay, would you like a picture? Like, is there anything I can do for you? And I went up there, and her mom was crying, and she was crying, and her mom was like, you know what? She loved your story about being bullied. And right at that moment, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, if I could do anything for anybody, like, this is why I'm here. Like, that's amazing. And that's ultimately what I wanted to do, and I love being able to be that role model for people. So that was my moment.
Did you realize your voice was going to be so strong? Like, did you realize, like, in the show, you were probably down and out and like, oh, my God. Did you realize at that moment how many people you were helping? Like, that's so epic.
Yeah, that's what made my heart melt so much. it's the best feeling that I've ever felt by far.
Okay, oh. I was just going to mention, I was going to break in here. I want to say thank you to everyone who has found a way to listen to this show by listening over on their phone. And we've got a bunch of you on the switchboard. You're just a push of the one away. If you push your one, we'll bring you up so you can ask Heather some questions. But I want to ask, as I say that, I have a question for you. Were you disappointed a little bit, Heather, that when you were evicted, it was just you and Arissa and no audience? That has to be a little disappointing,
yeah.
I would think.
It was so disappointing. I was so excited, and I was like, maybe they'll have, like, a surprise audience when I get out there in the next 2 minutes. Obviously, it wasn't the case. But walking out there, it was just so quiet and everything, and Arissa was so great because she made me feel so much better. But that part was so disappointing. The only good part that came from it is now usually when I go to a meet and greet, everyone every time is like, let's give Heather an applause. This is if she's coming out of the house.
Oh.
She never got to have an audience.
Oh,
so now I get
so
it out of town, so that's even better.
That's so cute. And, you know, we don't want to talk about the elephant in the room, but, like, obviously we know that you said, you know, you're going to go meet up with Big John. What are your thoughts on, you know, kind of his decision at the end kind of to get you out? Do you think it was a good move? Like, are you a little bit pissed off? Like, I know you are. I don't lie.
It's frustrating.
Don't lie to us.
Okay. Honestly, it's very frustrating because I wanted to go to the end. I wanted to try. I had John's back. Like, I would have fought to the end, and then I would have brought him. I wouldn't have brought Sabrina. So that part's really, really frustrating for me. Obviously, John didn't need to take me because he still ended up winning the game, which is even more frustrating for me. But he's still my big brother. So at the end of the day, I'm so happy for him. And if it couldn't be me that won, I'm happy that he got to win.
Good answer.
I
believe you.
I want to point out another favorite
moment.
Sorry,
I had a moment, Paul. I know she's pissed. I'd be pissed.
To watch
it's okay.
you jury members, the reaction on your face when they ran the clip of all the secrets in the house. I mean, that was priceless.
Oh my gosh! I'm still stunned.
I mean, you're living in this house that is your house, that you know every nook and cranny, you know everything going on, and then to see that Allison, Nate, and Scott had been sitting in there for a whole week in a secret room, and I mean, I'm surprised Allison didn't tell some of the jury house members, but which of the secrets was most shocking to you?
It was honestly Allison. Like, just finding out that they were down there and then having her be inside the house and then finding out how it happened was the part that shocked me the most. Because, like, anything that happened in that game, fine. Like, I understand there's twists and, like, different things, and I so knew there was a secret door. Or I was hoping there was. But having actually see it open and be like, oh, my God, that's what's in there, and that's what happened in there, was just something that I'm still kind of shocked about, to be honest.
Now, are you pissed off at the twists, or?
Not at all.
You,
I love the twists.
Okay,
I think
then.
They're awesome. I love them. I think that they made this, like, the season so much fun and memorable, and I think that some of the twists just helped my game so much, like Canada being HOH and having different things happen, and like even having that money in the last one, having one person win it instead of everybody, like, it's really cool. And I love the fact that there's things happening and no one can ever feel like they're absolutely secure, because the second they do, there's a twist, and that's awesome.
Yeah, because if you're in the bottom of the barrel, of course the twist is fantastic. I will be the one to first say that. But when the twist is against you, you just want to kill everybody.
Michelle, exactly. Would you like to take a call from a fan?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
if that's okay,
we've got
with
one of our
beautiful Heather.
Heather, would you like to take a call from a listener?
Yeah, I would love that. Sorry, thank you. Yes.
Awesome. We've got a Heather calling in to talk to a Heather.
Heather.
Hi.
Okay, let's do this. Heather,
okay,
thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Pardon?
Hello?
Thank
Hello?
You for calling
Go
in,
ahead,
Heather.
Thanks,
you
sorry.
You have Miss Heather on. What would you like to ask her?
All right. I have a question about how did she deal with those stairs and the crutches?
Oh.
That
I'm
would...
So sorry.
When I was much younger, I could do it, but now I couldn't. But, you know, that's beside the point.
You slap a bit, wouldn't
you,
girl?
I just, oh, my God, if you would have been evicted the night that you had had the problem with your knee,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't, I oh, God, I would have had a shit pit. Excuse my French. I would have. I mean, I just, I,
you,
oh,
girl.
My God, watching, I saw something somewhere where you were trying to go up the steps, and oh my God, that hurt my heart badly.
Aww. I'm so sorry. I had
so
a problem with my reception.
How difficult was it for you? How difficult
was
it for you to get around?
It was really hard, actually. Those stairs really suck, and you never really realize how many stairs are in that house until you can't walk them properly.
That was a big house for you to get around in on crutches.
It's huge. Oh, my gosh. And it would suck so bad because they would tell us to go to the living room, so it would take me, like, 10 minutes to get down the stairs, and everyone would be waiting there. And then they'd be like, okay, you're free. So we'd go back up the stairs, and then 10 minutes later, they'd be like, okay, house guests, please come back downstairs. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm so sorry, guys. But, like, it was kind of nice. I got to realize who is a really kind-hearted person inside that house, and I got to realize who actually had my back to help me out when I needed it the most.
Did you realize some of the house guests thought you were playing it up?
Not at all, those little buggers. I didn't know that until afterwards, and I was like, you little bums. Like, I went to the hospital. You can't go to a hospital if it doesn't actually hurt. Hello, it's Big Brother.
Yes, let's address that. Knowing that you're in this house, all you see is constantly just your housemates, and then even though it was for medical reason to leave the house, I mean, in a way, it was probably cool for you to see other people, wasn't it?
You know what? I can't say anything about that part.
Oh,
we cannot talk about production.
Oops,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's okay.
How dare you?
She can't talk
well,
about
I'm
that
sure.
really cute-looking doctor that took care of her ankle.
Sorry?
Lucas, she wants to tell us, but she can't. She's like, but I
She's bound
can't.
By contract.
Like
okay.
I said, she cannot talk about
allegations.
Heather from Michigan. Heather from Michigan, did you have more questions?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Thank you, Heather,
thank
so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care, Heather.
I would love, Heather, to know about your experience in Niagara Falls. It sounds like that was a time that you guys really got to know each other outside the house, and obviously you got to meet and hang out with some U.S. house guests.
Yes, do tell.
Any stories?
And tell us everything. Yeah. Don't hold back.
Niagara Falls was
don't give us a little laugh.
Crazy,
tell us
amazing.
What's going on.
It was insane. Okay, so not only are we just learning what to do with being approached with fans and people and press and media, but all of a sudden we're around our whole entire Big Brother family. We have Big Brother family from the U.S., we have Canada, and it was actually wonderful. It was a nice kind of grace period before we all went home. We all got to kind of let loose a little bit. We got to have fun. And the biggest part for me was that everyone who I had problems with inside the house, I got to talk about one-on-one with. And we kind of, like, Ike and I had a heart-to-heart. Rochelle and I apologized to each other. Even Sarah and I talked about it. Like, it was so nice. Like, every person that I had hard feelings for, in the end, got to have, like, happy feelings for. So now it brought us all closer together, to be completely honest. And it was kind of cool because it's a big dysfunction, but it was fun.
Well, I know that's very difficult, you know, when you come out of the house, how to separate your feelings from the game. And
mm-hmm.
when Sabrina and Netta came on last week and they were talking, I mean, they were talking about how, you know, you guys were able to let go. And some people don't realize that. I mean, especially when it comes to the fans, they are hardcore, as you know. And,
of course.
You know, they don't realize that, you know, you live with these people. You also have to say, you understand that somebody's going to win. At the end, there's going to be one winner. You're all there to play a game. And how do you explain yourself to, I mean, because I'm sure, like, people ask me, you know, they
mm-hmm.
have me explain myself to them. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I don't need to
yeah.
explain myself to you. What do you do when it comes to somebody asking you to kind of explain yourself?
I kind of, you know what, I do it to an extent, and I explain it to an extent. And then anything after that, I just kind of like, you know what, it's the game, and it's Big Brother, and things happen inside that house, but at the end of it, it's something that we all share in common, and it's a bond that we all get to share with each other for the rest of our lives. And, like, there's, I think somebody said that there's less people that go into the Big Brother, like, house than go up to space, and that's crazy. So think about all those people who have this connection, and so you can't really just explain yourself. It's different after you're outside the house, and you're going to answer things differently.
Do you think you would have done anything different in the hindsight? Like, do you think that it would have mattered whoever was in the house? Because going in that house, you have to be insane in the membrane. Would your membrane be any type of different if you kind of had inkling on what was going to happen?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think I would have probably done a few things differently inside that house. I definitely wouldn't have evicted Adele. I'm sorry, but Sabrina would have been gone earlier. And I think I would have tried harder to make closer friendships with people other than Netta and John. And see if that would have got me farther. But by the end of the day, like, I just think it's kind of like it is what it is. And even if I had gone back, that might have not have changed anything anyways. So
yeah,
I'm
I mean, it's easier said or done, right? It's easier to look back and say you would have done this, that, and the other.
because you would have known what the kind of future would be. I mean, that's Big Brother. You don't know what's going to happen. And with all the twists and the tails and the whatever, you know, maybe you wouldn't have made it further than you did. And I think that you did such a good job with what you could have dealt with.
Thank you.
How, again, I want to talk about your seeing your boyfriend. How can you just like a little, like elaborate a little bit on how you felt at that moment? Because, oh my God, that
Aww.
Was awesome. I loved
of course
it, babe.
I can. I'm so
loved
glad.
It.
I'm happy that you liked watching it just as much as I loved living it, because it was just eye-opening. Like, it was eye-opening to the game, but standing there and then seeing them first was just like, oh, my gosh, like, that's what you look like. It's the first time I've seen you in 3 months, and I miss you so much. And all of my emotions, honestly, just, like, dropped. The only thing I could think of was, oh, my gosh, I love you so much. I want to do anything to see you right now. And then actually walking into that room and having him there was just a whirlwind of anything to expect. Like, it was just, I couldn't think, and I was speechless, and all I could think about was, oh, my gosh, you're right in front of me, and I can't hug you, but I can see you, and I can talk to you.
Heather, I would have been banging on that freaking glass wall and said, Big Brother, drop this
Amen.
Thing. Let me hug him.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh. All I wanted to do. I was just like, this sucks. Like, I want to hug.
So how is your relationship now? Like,
yeah.
Now that you're, like, together? Well, because I'm sure, like, it's been probably, like, I'll be honest. When you get out of that house, you're a fucking lunatic. Excuse my language, Heather. I'm sorry. I have a potty mouth.
Cold,
like, you never. But, you know, like, you don't know, like, when I left there, I thought people were talking about me, and they were just probably shopping in a store and doing their own thing. And I was like, these people are, like, ready to evict me from Earth, you know? And you get so nuts.
Yes.
How is your adjusting in the outside life and then adjusting with your family? I mean, have they adjusted with you, or have you adjusted with them?
You know what? I'm very blessed to have such good people in my life, because they adjusted way faster than I did. I'm still adjusting. I find it a little bit hard sometimes to be in big, giant crowds, because I'm just like, oh, my gosh, there's so many people in one area. Like, this isn't real. but honestly, Will and I are doing absolutely amazing. And I think that we were a lot closer once I got outside the house and I got home. And honestly, we just spent like 5 days together straight. We didn't do a whole lot. He was just there for me. He let me be my wacky self. He let me talk about what I needed to talk about. He let me just calm and like go back into reality. And I think that was the biggest thing for me, just having somebody who cares about me and go through that with me, even though they don't really completely understand, but they're trying to. I think that was the biggest thing that helped me. And then just having so many people in my life that supported me and were there for me, even though I was kind of like taking some time, just meant the most. So it was
that was my best
case transition.
Oh, that is just awesome to hear. You just told every family member how they should treat house guests. You are blessed that you had those people around you. And I do have a chat question that I thought I told him I would ask. Curtis in our chat room said, you had one of my favorite quotes this season, quote unquote, everything magical happens when it rains. His question is, what kinds of magical things happen when it rains?
Let it rain over here, girl. I'm just saying, let it rain if it's magical. Like,
right?
Are you talking about dollar amounts? I don't know.
I'm talking about everything. I just love the rain. And I just, anytime I can remember, whenever it rains, something good happens. Whether it be money, whether it be somebody calling, whether it be like a fun day. Like, I'm weird. I just really like the rain. And anytime it rains,
I'm
just really happy because I know something's going to be fun.
Did it rain a lot when you were there?
Yes. Like, the patio was always wet, and, like, I always wanted to go outside, and it was raining, but I just kept stealing John's sweater and putting it over me, and I'm like, hey, so I'm going to get your sweater soaking wet. Hope you don't mind.
Okay, that's what I need to wish for next time if I get ever close to the Big Brother house is a rain, and it sucks because I'm in California then. So, you know, it's hard for it to rain in California, but in Canada it's different.
I crossed my fingers.
Now, I got a question. You know, everybody out there is, by the way, the chat room is going crazy over you, by the way.
Aww.
Heather, yeah, can you give a shout out to the chat room?
Yeah, of course. How do you want me to do it? Like, what do you want me to say?
Girl, you just do it however you want. They love all of you. They love every single minute of you. It doesn't matter how you do it.
Okay, well, come talk with me, y'all. Like, hello. Pick up the phone. Howdy, howdy. Awesome.
She just called you all out. She said, hello. Can I talk to you? So you guys have all got called out. So if you want Heather to shout out, then call in. Duh, stupid.
Heather, you were talking about Will. I'm curious to find out, did he have a life on the outside while you were in there? Because I'm sure friends, loved ones, and family members find themselves constantly watching the feeds and, you know, seeing what's going on with you. What was his life like in your family life, your family's life?
Oh, he was a merman. He was locked indoors watching his baby girl. Tell us.
You know what? I am a lucky lady. He said that it had, like, taken over his life. Like, everybody was talking about it all the time, and he always talked about it with his family and all of his friends, and I guess they'd, like, go to the gym and watch it. Like, it was really cool that it had such a big effect on him, but he was also, like, very much in his studies right now as well because he is getting his, like, MBA and everything like that. So he was very much looking at his schoolwork and then having me on TV. Like, I think it's a handful for us, but I know that he had some fun while I was away. But I know he definitely planned a whole bunch of things for when I got home, which made me feel that much. So it's like, okay, you have fun, but thanks for planning some things for us afterwards.
Oh, my God, so cute. Aww. I'm sure he was insane in the membrane. I mean, I never realized, like, how much family really deals with what you are going through in the house until you get out. And the family has so much part of it. They're so, you know, reading the different messages and just the different things, and you just don't realize how much they are a part of it without realizing that they want to be a part of it.
They're so involved.
They're so involved that they don't even know it until it happens. Surprise!
Lucky you guys.
Yeah, lucky you.
No, I couldn't agree with that more. Especially since, like, even now, sometimes I get, like, fans on Twitter and stuff like that, and they're asking how Will's doing. So he never asked for that. He was just trying to be a supportive boyfriend. So, ha-ha, honey.
Well, Will, we're glad to hear that you're doing good, and we just want to keep updated on how well he's doing, because that's what the Big Brother fans want. So you need to keep an updated log on his eating, his exercise.
Oh, dear heavens. I'm going to be, like, busy full-time now.
They want to know everything. They want to know when your birthday. It's just insane, Heather. And you know what? I'm sure you've probably been experiencing a lot of this Big Brother craziness. And, you know, you were definitely a favorite. And,
what is your advice
for, like, past or present or future or anybody who has given their video or plan on doing a video, like, what do you think would be a good, like, advice to give them?
For people wanting to go on Big Brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it. Be yourself and show them exactly who you are.
Wait, but people laugh when I say be yourself. We're talking about be yourself, right, Heather?
Yes.
Be yourself.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Because if you're anything but yourself, they catch on to that. And they need to know exactly who you're going to be inside that house. And that's what they want to see. They don't want to see you acting it up because obviously you're going to the Big Brother house. They know that you think you can act. Like, come on. That's what you're there for. So just be yourself, and that's what's going to get you further.
Hey, absolutely. Michelle, we do have one of our chatters who finally pushed the one. We have another fan that wants to ask you a question. Is that okay, Heather?
Of course, I love it.
And Susie, it's with Susie. You're on with Heather, Michelle Costa. What's your question?
Hi, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to tell Heather, we were her biggest fans. We watched it as a family. My granddaughter, who was bullied this year in school, I made her watch it with me, and she got so much out of how you handled yourself. And
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Heather, you really, really helped her. She's really turning it around. But I'm getting emotional, but I really am going to. Michelle, I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Me too.
Get out of town. I want to bite you right now. Get out of here.
So keep your head up, Heather.
Get out of here, girl.
You did a lot for a lot of people.
So
you're welcome, hon. Keep up the good work. We're proud.
You guys, you know what? That phone call right there, seriously, like, we don't realize how much we affect people.
Yeah.
And,
not until you hear that.
Yeah. And, like, to hear something like that, like, you know, and Heather, I'll be honest with you, I just want to bite you. I think you're, like, adorable.
She is.
And, you know, I've been like, in the outskirts of Big Brother for, you know, 6 years now. And when I hear somebody like that saying, and Michelle, and I'm like, oh, my God, people still remember that I'm a Big Brother, and you don't realize how much of a pinnacle you are. You're like a breaking force. Like, you are a part of history forever and ever and ever. Yeah.
And
helping
the impact
people.
On people that you don't realize that you have. You know,
because
we watch it as a family. So it really, watching Heather go through what she did, and I said, see, you can rise above it. And it really does help people.
That's amazing.
Anyway,
I just want to hug you.
Right?
You deserve the hug. You deserve the hug. I wanted to come in that house and kick some butt. That's what I wanted to do.
Well, thank you.
We have a future Big Brother on the line. Can we reserve you for next year in case, you know,
Okay, guys, you have a good day, and thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, doll.
Bye-bye.
Now, Heather, listening to these calls, taking everything in, I feel you through the phone. I just want to squeeze you. Is this, like, the best thing that's ever happened to you in life?
Yes, of course it is. And, like, it doesn't compare to anything that I've ever gone through or that I will ever go through. So it's... Honestly, I'm standing outside because I can't sit on a plane like this, and I just have the biggest smile on my face. I'm just so happy right now.
Well, that makes me, Paul, and Cherry very happy because that means you're having fun on Manic Mondays.
Yes.
And,
you guys, oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
I want to remind us, I want to remind the regular people, if you will, if I'm going to use a different description between fans and those that have been on Big Brother, you might not have the size of audience that, you know, Michelle and Heather have had to affect other people's lives. But I'm a believer that us normal people can say something nice to a stranger someday, and they may have had a really crappy day, and just being nice to them, you may have changed something for them, and they will do something nice in return. I believe in paying it forward and being kind and nice to people because you never know what effect you might have that you never see.
Amen.
So,
I mean, I'm sure Heather is
amen
to that.
Yes. No, you know what? I agree so much. Okay, so this is really nerdy, but I was in a Tim Hortons parking lot one day. And
we
not
love nerdy.
Lot drive through. Pardon?
I said we love nerdy.
What? Okay, good. So I'm in this drive-thru, and all of a sudden this lady, like, I let her in because she wanted to go before me. Okay, yeah, whatever, I go before me. And I get up, and I'm right behind her at the window, and she's yelling at me, and she's like, what do you want? Like, what did you order? And I'm like, I don't know, like, a bagel and a tea? And I get up to the window, and she's like, the lady in front of you paid for your stuff, so you don't have to pay for it. And she just wanted to say, I hope you have a great day. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And, like, even something that small,
listen,
I think about all
the
time.
In
the
morning, that's a great day. That's a great day.
Yeah.
That's
free
awesome.
Free food. Who doesn't want free food?
But,
yeah,
you know,
so
like, she didn't
it
even know that you were on Big Brother. She's just, like, a regular person that you let cut in line.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that. Yeah, it just goes to show that what we saw is exactly what we get, baby girl. You
yeah
are awesome. You are
now
amazing. Oh, can I? I'm sorry. All right, go ahead,
that's
Paul.
Okay.
I will stroke Heather all day long. Stroke. I love.
I'm going to purr right away.
I'm sorry, I love.
I was just going to ask who that you didn't get to spend a lot of time with in the house have you got to know much better? The first person comes to mind for me with the positive attitude is Nick. I thought that it would have been so cool to have seen her as a fan, to see her in the house longer, because she has such a unique, positive outlook in life. But maybe not her, but were there any other early evictees that you were able to get to know better, maybe at Niagara Falls or in contact afterwards?
I think we've all kind of, like, talked a lot more now. I still want to get to know Nick a lot more, so I feel like her and I are similar in the ways of, like, positive and happy, uplifting, just self-motivating-ness, I guess. And
mm-hmm.
I think that would be really, really cool. But I definitely got to know Aika a lot better as who she really is. I got to know Sabrina a lot better. And there's still a few in the beginning, like Kyle and Nick, that I would love to get to know even better. And that hasn't happened yet, but I've definitely been texting them and hoping to see them and hoping that when our paths cross again that I'll get more time with them, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know how things are going to come across in a circumstance. And, you know, you live with these people, you sleep, and it doesn't mean that everything's going to be copacetic. And you just kind of got to go with it every day and deal with it. And I think people try to push you to a understanding. But until you guys figure that out, that's up to you guys. I
yeah
mean, gosh, leave her alone. She needs to figure it out.
We have another call.
Yes.
Of course. If you guys are ready to take another.
Yeah, let's do another call.
Well,
let's do it.
Let's do it, as Heather said. Yeah.
Well, we may have lost that call. They were waiting for a little while.
Oh,
see what happened, Heathers. You wait. You make people wait, and they just can't even stand it. They drop. I blame everything on you for your just beautifulness. It's all your fault.
Well, thank you. I think.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to squeeze you. Oh, my gosh.
Jerry?
Sorry about that. If you were holding, that call is waiting for a little while. If you were calling
okay
to talk to Michelle and Heather, please call back in. I'll try to get to you quicker.
And
I know you have a call.
I want to point out, people aren't hearing me say this, but I want to point out for those that might want to get off their phones, that somebody in our chat room said they did do a refresh, and they said they are now hearing our.
Yay!
Yay.
Yes, I've been in touch with client support.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Blog Talk, for finally kicking in, assholes. Excuse my language.
Heather, Heather, you said a bunch of you are heading out to Vancouver. Who all's going to be there?
As far as I know, there's going to be John, Netta, Arlie, I believe Allison, Sarah, Alec from last season, and a few other ones. I know Sarah's having an event happen, and everyone's going to be there for that, except for myself. Unfortunately, I don't get there until the 15th. But those are some of them. So I'm super excited because I'll be there too.
All right, so you're going to tell us everything that happens behind the scenes. Will you come back and let us know everything that doesn't make the airwaves? Or what doesn't happen in Canada. I love your laugh. You're like, hee, 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 hee. You have a vicious laugh. You have an evil laugh. Do you know that?
I had no idea, actually.
No. That is so funny. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, my gosh. Heather, first off, you know, I'm sure you've done a lot of radio shows and, you know, you've been dealing with everything that's been happening in the outside life. But I just want to say personally, welcome to the Big Brother family. You did such a great job. You are so, I just want to squeeze you. When I see you, I'm going to squeeze you. And I think you're just so fabulous in everything you're doing, and I think you're going to have such a fabulous future. And you can always come back on Manic Mondays to talk about your future endeavors, anything that you have going on. I hope you come to Choice with Tots, and if there's anything that you have to say before you leave, we would love to hear it. Your floor is yours, girl.
Okay, well, first I just want to say thank you so much, and it's such a pleasure to be a part of, like, the Big Brother family and to talk to you and to be here with you guys on Monday. Like, that's awesome. And I love charities. I love my fans. I love anybody listening or watching. I just think it's absolutely great, and I hope that I can come back one day and talk with you all again.
Well, we would love to have you back, and Heather, I will be honest with you. We were obsessed. We were a little bit obsessed with you. We were, like, kind of stalkerish, where you might want to call some kind of authority to probably private our number, guard it, block it, or whatever, because we were obsessed with you. You were absolutely amazing. You're beautiful. Everything that you did was just absolutely amazing, and I'm not speaking myself. I'm speaking for Manic Mondays. I'm speaking for Cherry, Paul, and all the listeners. Heather, thank you for being as awesome as you are. And I hope that a lot of people tell you that, because you really deserve to hear that, girl.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
We
just want to squeeze you. Can we squeeze you?
Yeah. We have to drive a little ways first, though.
We're squeezing you. And,
all right. One last
question. Paul, go ahead.
I
know you're obsessed, Paul. I'm sorry.
Well.
But Paul is obsessed a little bit, and I've been trying to keep him away from you. But go ahead, Paul.
I was just curious whether this is the right perception or not. I had somewhat of a perception that you weren't a huge Big Brother fan as far as, like, watching feeds and every episodes in the U.S. or whatever. But regardless of my perception, are you looking forward to the BBUS season 16 coming up in a few weeks?
Cannot wait. Can't wait.
Yeah.
I am actually going to be obsessed with that show, and I can't wait to watch the live feeds, and I can't wait to see if they say anything about Canada. And I actually really, really want to get a group together and go to the finale of Big Brother US. I think that'd be kind of sweet.
That would be awesome.
Give me a call.
Hey,
we'll talk.
Twitter, Facebook, what do the fans need to know about how to be chatting up with you on
social
media?
Yes. How can we stalk you?
Perfect. Okay, so I'm on Instagram as HDSmileAlways, of course. And I'm on Twitter as bbcan2heather, and I'm also, I have a fan page on Facebook. Please, y'all, like my fan page. It's Heather Dexheimer, and then I also have, like, all my little things in there that says it's official, and if you see the other one that says Heather Dexheimer and you have to add it, don't click that one. Click the like one, because the other one's just for my family.
Tell us the picture that's currently, like, the profile picture so people can use that.
Yeah,
because
you know how evasive that is.
Of course. Okay, so my fan page is a picture of me from the house. It's the same one that they used. It's me in my little dress with my curly hair.
Okay.
All right. Well, Miss Heather, I just want to say,
yay,
I just love you, and thank you so much for coming on Manic Mondays. I hope you
thank
come
you
back
for having
if
me.
You want to just announce anything that you have going on in your future, because I know, Cherry knows, and Paul knows, and everybody out there in Manic Monday world knows that you are somebody, and you will be somebody continuously past the show with your endeavors, and we will have your back for whatever you got to do. So I hope you come back to tell us about what you're doing in the future, and we just love you. Oh.
Yes, of course. I can't wait. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Heather, like I said, please come back on soon, and thank you very much, and I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Thank you, Heather.
Bye. Bye.
Oh. I don't want to say bye. I don't want to say bye. Let's bring her back up. God damn
we have
it.
Another surprise for you, Michelle.
Yeah.
A surprise for me?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
I don't like surprises. All right, I do. Okay. What? You have a surprise
one.
For me? Okay, I don't know about the surprise. Tell me about it. I don't like this.
Well, we have somebody on the switchboard that wants to come up and say hi.
To
he
me?
Was on our show Thursday. And he wants
okay.
to come up and say hi to you.
For me? To me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited. I love it when somebody wants to say hi to me.
I'm going to bring him up and let him announce himself.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay.
Mystery caller, announce yourself. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Michelle, this is Willie. I'm not going to be quite as bubbly. I'm just going to let y'all know right now.
Oh, my God, I just want to eat you up, Willie.
Just,
oh, my God, are you serious?
I am not going to get to the level we were just now at. There's
Why?
No way I can compete with that. I'm just not that bubbly.
Oh, my God, I want to eat you. Can I eat you?
You can have a bite of my foot. Just my foot, though.
Okay. Oh, my God, Willie, I love you.
Hey,
oh my
what's
God,
going
you're
on?
You're surprising me, boo-boo. I love it.
What's
I
going
know you
on,
have
man?
So much going on a Monday, but
yeah.
you got to be calling in. And I know you're calling in because you got something to say. I know you got something to say.
I definitely got something to say. I got
what?
In trouble, actually. I had to call back.
What?
That's the reason why I'm actually calling back to apologize and to tell people that I got the wrong information. You see, my head tells me things that people aren't telling me sometimes, and I just assume that.
Oh, wait, this is you coming clean Manic Monday?
This is coming clean.
Wait, oh, shit, okay, I'm scared.
This is Dr. Phil stuff
minute.
Right here.
Wait a minute, I'm
Uh-oh.
Scared. Okay.
No,
what happened?
I came on the show the other day, and I said some things that was not true. I said our show was already pitched to networks, which it hasn't been. I was just assuming that it was. I said that our show, you know, that people were not, you know, that they were turning down, you know, from network to network. They just didn't want nothing to do with it. But that was all not true. The show has not been pushed to networks. There are networks that are interested, and I just had to had to correct myself on that because I got a tongue lashing.
Okay, so like what? So can you? Okay, obviously that tongue lashing didn't lasso the balls right. Okay. So do you want to let us know properly?
I can't say anything about which networks. All I can say is that I just assumed from the stuff that I was hearing that it had been pitched to networks. It hasn't been pitched to networks, and that it's still they have networks that are interested in it. But
I can't give any information about that.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So wait. So you're coming back to redirect?
Yes, because
you're still going to be on TV. Like, we can still watch your ass, right?
Okay. Now, that's the deal. Right now we have they came down and did a scissor reel. That scissor reel is up on YouTube. That you can go watch the scissor reel that they did.
Please do, everyone.
Okay.
Huh?
And make comments on it.
Yes. You need to like it.
Make
you need to comment.
Can you give a link to that, babe?
All you have to do is go to Holding Hands on YouTube. It'll bring you straight to the video. If you press in on the search button, Holding Hands, it'll bring you straight to the video.
All right,
when you go to that video,
comment on it.
Yeah, comment on it, whether you like us or not. Say these guys are a bunch of bums. Or, you know, this looks like the most entertaining show ever. It doesn't matter. And like it or unlike it, whether you like us or not, or whether you don't like us, it doesn't matter. You know, just put something out there. We have that going on. We also have a Facebook page. It's called Holding Hands. It's a Facebook page. It's like the fan site. And it's been going really good. I mean, as far as y'all know how it is, an 8-minute video on YouTube, most people aren't going to watch. And, you know, we have over 12,000 people that have watched it so far. So that's a good sign right there. And that's just been on for four or five days.
You and your brother, can you give a little descriptive about it so that people know what they're looking
for? Oh, Michelle, you got to watch it, Michelle.
Michelle, you have not watched this video?
I'm on a radio show. I'm trying to, like, explain it to everybody else. Stupid.
Michelle, you have not watched it? No, I'm messing with you.
I don't need to watch it. I can just call you, and you can just give me a fucking video of it, bitch. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
All right, I need a fucking video.
Yeah, let me look it up on YouTube. No, I'm going to call your ass.
Don't you be calling me after 10 o'clock at night. All right, listen.
I'll call your ass at 10:30 at night. Shut the fuck up.
it's so stupid.
I love it.
it's pretty much just showing you. It's not a commercial. It's not a movie. It's kind of in between. It's kind of showing you the dynamics of each person. It's showing you what we are about, you know, what's our issues, what's our problems. It's the best little scissor reel I've ever seen. I've seen a few scissor reels, and this is by far the best scissor reel I've seen.
Okay, Michelle.
Oh, shit.
It's a reality show about the entire Hans family. It is his mom, his dad, his sister, his two of his brothers, his nephew, kids. It's amazing. It's got to be picked up.
There's no way. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's the reason why I was so afraid. And when I was showing, that's the reason why I had to call back, because I was showing so disgust.
Well, shit,
because
I'm scared because you called me.
I had to call back because I wanted to talk to you for one thing. I was like, I missed my Michelle.
Oh, shit. See? Yep, exactly. Let's just cut all the BS.
Let's just get down to the point.
Let's just get to the nitty gritty. I mean, no, but, you know, that's what our show is about. You know, it's about you coming back and things change. And whatever you got going on, whatever you have that's in your future, changing, not changing, we don't care. That's what we're here for. And the fact that you called back, I wouldn't have known that, or none of us that listening would have known that. So we appreciate you calling back and letting us know what to look for. You know, because you guys have been up and coming. Never mind up and coming. You guys are up and coming. And We want to know what you guys are doing and to keep up with you guys. So thank you so much, boo-boo.
Yeah, I mean, and I appreciate it. And like I said, I mean, this was pretty much an excuse to call you. I mean, I'm lying about the whole thing I got in trouble.
Get the hell out of here.
Work it, Willie. Work it.
No, but like I said, I just wanted to call, get up with y'all, let y'all know that, you know, I had made a, you know, I had made a mistake in the wording, my choice
words. So, Willie, boo-boo, yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but are you gonna be watching Big Brother? Like, will you come back on our show to discuss Big Brother?
I think this year I'm not going to be so butthurt that I will be able to watch the show. I mean, I think this year is the year I can watch. Huh?
Did you say your butt is hurt? I'm very afraid of that answer. I don't know. I'll take care of the butt.
He was still a little raw after the season that he was on, but he had time to heal.
Of course. Like, who wouldn't be angry?
Yeah, but this year I think I'm past that. I believe I'll be able to – because I was a fan before the show. I mean, let's get to Big Brother. I was a fan before the show. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed watching people. I mean, you know, I like the different characters. I like the whole concept of the show. So before I went on the show, I enjoyed watching it. The year after I got off the show and the year I was on the show, when I got off the show, it was really hard for me to watch it because of, you know – It's just, you know, for me, I'm a prideful guy, you know, so it hurt me for a while. But now I'm kind of past it. I'm moving on. I'm doing my own little thing, you know, and I believe I can get back to being a fan of the show and really getting into these personalities. I mean,
right.
I think one personality on the show possibly this year I might be hoping to get out really quick, but other than that, I mean.
Well, I hope it's not me. God damn it. Like,
it's not
going to
be you, I don't think. I think we know where I'm heading with this.
I want you on my side. God damn it.
But, you know, so I think there might be a personality that I'm be like, if I see some help going on with him, if he is on the show, I'm going to go, you know, I'll be just really, really upset about the whole situation. I'm not going to, you know, I'll be like, don't help this guy again, please. Just don't help him again.
So Will you be a part of Manic Mondays? Send him out in a giraffe uniform.
I don't want to see this guy on my TV.
So you're saying that you will be calling in to Manic Mondays regularly because there's going to be some shit to be said. Oh, did I just swear?
Yes,
God
you did.
God damn it.
You swore again.
I don't
want
to swear, but there's going to be some shit to be said.
Yes, and you swore again.
Oh, shit. I mean, oops.
No, but I would definitely call in. I'll call in, you know, to y'all show. Like, I'm going to call in to y'all and just, you know, get my personal opinion on the show. And I'll be doing it a lot more this year on, you know, social media. I do have I've been against this whole time, but I've been told that I need to go ahead and get back on it. I'm trying to get my old Twitter account back.
How did you lose your last Twitter
account? I don't know. I cannot. Everybody has tried to pull it back up for me, and nobody can get back on it. I haven't been on it for almost a year and a half.
You got banned, bitch.
So I have a Twitter account right now.
Knock blocked. Oh, good fucking God. I can't believe you're on our show right now. We do not condemn or anything that you say.
No, but I tried to.
Wait, do we? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I'm trying to get my old Twitter account back, which is BB Hance, the Twitter account, but I can't, for some reason, I'm not being able to get that back, and so I had to open up another Twitter account, which I have a whopping 200 and something people following me right now.
Well, can you tell people what your Twitter name is now so that they can follow you?
It's Hance William. I believe it's Hans William. I think so.
That's oh, my fucking God.
I may know somebody that can help you get
thank
the old
thank
one
God
back.
That we – can we have somebody that knows
– can we have somebody that knows Willie's Twitter account? Please call
Willie,
in right
we
now.
We need Willie's Twitter ASAP. You cocksuck. I love it. I fucking
but,
love it.
But it's
I love
the,
you,
but,
boo-boo. I miss you.
I love y'all too, and but my old Twitter account is BB Hance, and that's the one I'm trying to relocate to where I can get back on.
Oh my God, it's a lost cause. Relocate you? It's not like it's like a lost in like like in a world of like epic. No, it's gone. Like, what do you mean you try to
so
relocate
there,
it?
But I just
it's
don't
there,
know how to get
but
it.
It's gone. Like, bum, bum, bum. It's gone. Okay, so everybody who was following the Hans, now you can know why he hasn't been responding back to you, because he got cock-blocked. By his own fucking age. He sucks.
Very possible. I got cock blocked up. I've been cock blocked my whole life. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Well, you know what? He's all about getting cock blocked. He's about being the cock blocker. And he has cock blocked.
If you're
a
cock blocker, please follow me.
And people in life. And he will cock block you still. He doesn't give a fuck. And he's laughing because
hey.
I'm talking the truth, people.
Listen,
he don't give a fuck about you.
I need you to go watch
Willie,
that video.
Your old account is Hans BB.
What's that? My old account is Hans BB, right?
Yeah.
And what's the new one, Bill? Tell it what's the new one.
I thought my old account was BB Hans. I don't know.
You know it's Hans
oh my
BB.
God, you are a mess. We need the new account up.
Oh my
and
God.
You're gonna give him the account and it's gonna be rejected, rejected, rejected.
I just want my old account back.
You have the old account wrong.
Huh?
No wonder you can't get into your old account. You had the old account wrong. It's Hans.
No,
because
I pulled it up and I seen it on my followers. Look, man, we can talk about this after the show.
Yeah, we'll discuss those facts.
We'll discuss
anyway.
How dumb I am after the show.
Listen to Cherry, Willie. She knows what she's talking about. There are
Willie, what are your thoughts on the rumors? I mean, I'm sure you heard of the rumors.
The rumors, okay, can we be honest with each other right
what?
Now, like completely
you
honest with each other?
I know. Stop acting stupid. You want me back. I get it. Okay.
It was just one
what
night.
Else, what else have you thought about?
It was just one night. That's the way everybody gets with me. One night, and then they're like, okay, what happened? Why didn't you call me back? Anyway, no, but seriously, I mean, this whole concept of what's fixing to happen, and the reason why I really think what's fixing to happen is because somebody told me to say the other day I may not have been contacted.
So have you? Like, what does that mean, biatch?
I may or may not have been contacted two or three times.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Two or three times.
Yes.
Well, I'm like, I want to get contacted once, and you're getting contacted two or three times? Okay. Spill the
Well, I think this is what happened. And I mean, from what the way I'm taking it is I think that they realized that, you know, what I did might not have been too bad, and that if this is the rumor, I thought it was either for this year or next year. And I was more thinking it was for next year than it was this year. But if it's true that the rumors that Frank and his dad are going on, it makes perfect sense why they were trying to contact me. Hello?
In other words, Michelle, it could be a variation of Survivor's blood versus water. It could be family members. It could be good friends. It could be little teams of people that know each other is what you're saying, right, Willie?
Yeah, that's and that's what's got me thinking. But I thought it might have been for next year because, I could have been or not. I may not have been contacted. whatever.
Times.
I don't even know what to say at that point. That's what somebody told me to say, so I guess that's what I'm supposed to say.
Okay.
All right, but and I've had people say he wasn't contacted, and I said, okay, I wasn't contacted. Okay. What am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to argue with you? You know?
Oh my goodness.
You know, but my whole vision with my situation is directed towards, and I've said this numerous times on and you know, for with everybody, that to get something involved with my family. I'm never going to win one of these shows. I know that. I know I don't have the personality to. I'm too aggressive. You know, it's just kind of pointless for me to put myself out there like that again. So my focus is on trying to get me and my family, you know, this show going. And I've been focused on that for a really long time. I've been frustrated. I've been aggravated. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to get what we want. And, I mean, because I'm going to stay on top of it, you know. And that's the most important thing, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How come you're not the only one? I mean, there've got to be other Hanses that are staying on top of it, I hope.
Well, yeah. I mean, I all I could do is what I can do.
Right. Right.
You know, I don't really know what everybody else is doing. All I can do is what I can do, and I'm pushing it, and I'm pushing it, and I'm pushing it, you know, and I know
people
are getting...
Yeah, but you don't even know what they're trying to go for. I mean, we don't know. They could be doing something where they're bringing a couple people back, and then they're bringing newbies. Nobody knows.
No, I'm not talking about the Big Brother.
Listen, you can do all you can do, and you know what? It sounds like you've been doing that. And I hope the best for you.
Yeah.
And I really think that it's kind of like, you know, up in the air for Big Brother. We all think things. We all hope things. I think more than anything, I think it's more of a hoping game.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm picked, bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But
I wasn't talking about
me.
Big Brother. I done told him I'm not doing Big Brother. So I'm not concerned about Big Brother.
He has
I'm talking about
our show. Yeah.
Sure, yeah, I'm not doing Big Brother.
Something.
I told him already I'm not doing it.
We have somebody else on the switchboard that has, you know, the rumor mills are just churning this year faster than I've heard rumor mills in years and years. And we have somebody on the switchboard who has heard something else that I haven't heard recently. So if you don't mind, Michelle, I'd like to bring him up and let him tell something that he's heard about what might be happening in the Big Brother house this year. Okay?
Just go ahead and do it.
Mr. Shytown Joe, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I didn't even know I was pushing the
Shytown.
Hi, Willie. How
What's
you doing?
Up, buddy?
Ah, doing all right. Love, just love that sizzle reel.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that should really help you out.
I'm hoping so, brother. That's my main objective. Is I want that. Other than that, I'll just live my life and move on.
I just want to watch you and your mom and your sister fight in the kitchen more.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And Michelle, Friday, all the way, right? Portugal.
I will spank your ass, Joe. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Friday,
and
Portugal.
Yes, it will be my first day working back at Gillette Stadium, and yes, it's going to be Portugal take on Mexico. So
I'll be watching.
So excited, and I cannot contain myself. And
all right, Michelle,
I'm ready to fucking just scream. Excuse my language. I'm gonna fucking go nuts.
Michelle, have you been following their soccer team? Are they a powerhouse again this year?
They're actually going from here to New York, then from New York to Brazil for the World Cup. And Portugal is one of the powerhouses with the best soccer player in the world. and they are one of the top to win. So I cannot wait, and I'm so excited.
Okay,
Joe.
Yes.
Before we run out of time, you want to get to the Big Brother stuff that we
were hinting
at?
Talk a little bit about it. I had mentioned, you know, Michelle, I sent that thing to you, right, about Tar?
The Amazing Race.
Yes, about Jesse?
Yeah. Well, it's not actually Jesse. It was his tag team partner that ran, okay?
Yeah.
It is running on this season. Adam was there, and a lot of former runners from the Amazing Race. The problem we're having here is I have a funny feeling there will be some kind of like the blood and water, because I can see Jesse doesn't wrestle by himself without Robbie. You know what I'm saying? On TV? All the time. I mean, they're the heavyweight champions. Him and Rob Terry wrestled as tag team, you know, Rob. And they were tag team champions. The thing is this. WrestleMania, they have their own version of WrestleMania. It's called Slammiversary. Robbie won't be back in time for that pay-per-view. So I have a funny feeling we're going to be seeing him on Big Brother.
Jesse.
Because I know of a couple other people that have been contacted.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that it was either this year or next year to me, because I think their agenda for if they did or did not call me was me and Russell. And I think that I don't know that for sure. I'm not certain, but they were persistent. That's all I'm going to say.
So I'll just say I didn't get a phone call, but excuse the fucking me. I would say yes on the other line that they would have gotten a phone call, because yes, I would want to see that.
Michelle,
amen, hallelujah.
Here's a question I have for you, Michelle. If you had received a phone call, you would not tell us you had anyway, so we can't believe what you're saying right now, right?
I would not tell you, and that would be...
You still have 23
days
left.
I would not tell you guys fucking shit.
Well, I'm telling y'all, and I don't give a shit, because I'm not going back. You're good. So Big Brother can take that and take it to the bank. I will never, ever do that again.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not because I don't like the show. And people are saying, well, you're passing up such a great... No, I'm not, man. It consumed me for a year. I'm over it. I want to do something with my family. If that doesn't work, then, I mean, adios. I can move on. And just
I
be a fan.
I would do anything. I would give my left arm to be on there.
Call Michelle. I'm going to tell you.
My number is 401.
No, don't you be giving your number out.
No, I'm not going to give it out. But I'm just saying, call me, holla. This bitch is ready to go. And I'm ready to kill. But I know who's on my side, and that's my fucking Willie.
I'm on your side.
Boo.
But you need to be on my side and go watch that video.
Oh, God, would she rock that house.
Michelle would run that house.
Oh, my God. That's why they don't want me back. But you know what, Willie? They know what's up with us. They don't want our asses back because we would run shit.
Listen, let me tell you what they would do.
Willie would be final, too. That would be what's up.
No. I'm going to tell you what they would do.
Right.
They would use me the same exact way they used me the first time. They would use me for explosive fireworks, boom, get the season started, and then toss me aside. And then that's exactly, I know that. I'm not stupid, you know, and that's what they would want. And so it wouldn't have mattered if I would have thought, well, I got a chance. I still know in my mind I can't win a game like that. I'm too front. I'm too open, you know, open book to be able to win a game like that.
Yeah, Big Brother is an open book, and we all know that.
So, Michelle, if the speculation that Jesse would be on, I can't think of a better partner for him than you.
Well, I mean, I don't know that Jesse would be back on. I'm not putting that against, like, I think that he would, just because he's probably been the person that's been back on more than anybody. But I would want to be on with Willie, because I know that if I was on with Willie, they would take him out before me.
Yes. There you go. That's the reason why I'm not going back.
And I would be like, I'm all down with you, and as long as they take you on,
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. She's right. She's exactly right, because me and her would end up at a person like Michelle is the person I would hook up with, and to get to the end. And she would know she's protected as long as I'm in the house, because I would go home before her. I'm not ignorant. I know this. That's the reason why I can't win. So, you know, it's like, okay, who do we pick, this person or this person? Oh, we'll pick Willie. Nobody likes him.
So that's how fucked up it is,
But it's the truth. So it's pointless for me to go back.
You're right. When you already know your demise, but you never know what happens on Big Brother, and that's what we're going to find out.
You never know. You never know. I mean, a person like Evil Dick, nobody would ever thought he made it to the end. But he made it to the end. But he also made it to the end probably with a little push. I'm not going to get a little push. They'll use me, like I said, for the fireworks, like they did the first time, and then they would let me go. And as far as who's going to be in the house at this time, I would be in a real bad situation if that's the case this year. I kind of thought they were going to do it next year. I kind of thought they were going to do two back-to-back all new people, and then something like that. But
We don't know, boo-boo. We don't know what's going to go down.
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, if people think I'm spitting out the, facts as far as what I know what's going to happen with this year, I have no clue. They could have been contacting me just to see where my head was.
What do you think is going to happen this year?
I think it's going to be, I think Frank and his dad is going to be on the show. So whatever that makes sense of, then go with it with that.
Yeah, that's.
I think
that
there's going
to
be people back.
Frank
I think there's going
to
be people back. Yep. I think that you're 100% correct.
Yeah, and I think, and Michelle, you can disagree with this. If you disagree with it, please let me know, because I think they knew they had this angle. Listen, these people look two seasons in front. They kind of look what they can do with stuff, a couple of seasons in front. I mean, I've known people that have been contacted, 2 years before they went out on a show, so I think they knew Frank and his dad would be good TV.
I think they screwed up and they didn't put me back. That's what's up. I think that they have realized what. Okay, I understand where you're coming from, and yes, I think that they have. I can't say it out of my mouth. Oh God, the picks that there is something. Yes, I feel like there's people coming back. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I wish it was me. Oh my God, I wish it was me. God.
And I get that. I can totally see how I'm just a different creature. I really am. I'm not a social person. I'm not a person that's just out, for certain situations. And I understand that. I'm just a completely different animal. But and some people won't, you know, or like, just give me that opportunity one more time. I'm
one,
a realist
more,
when I know with myself what I can do. If you give me that opportunity one more time, then it's probably, I'm not going to be violent. I wouldn't be violent the next time, but it would probably end up being the same thing.
I don't think
I called
you
somebody
were violent
some,
the first time. I don't think you were violent the first time. I might be a fucked up person, but I don't think you were violent the first time.
No,
I
and I don't,
that
and that's the reason why I think they did call me back. Because if they really thought I was a violent, violent person, there's
they
no way.
You back.
Huh?
All right. Guys,
they called you back.
We are down to 4 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to have to wrap this up.
Yep.
Willie, I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight, babe.
I love
always
Willie.
It's so good to hear you. And I do want to talk to you later. I do think I know somebody that might be able to help you with your Twitter.
Please.
I love you, Willie.
Hey, I love you too, Michelle. And like I said, I mean, I'm sorry to bash y'all's party tonight, but I mean, I just did it the other night. So.
No.
Hey, but I want y'all to know,
really,
and I know I'm running out of time, y'all. But I want y'all to know, I will be calling in this year just to get my input on Big Brother.
No, you didn't.
Because I do want, I am a fan of the show, and I want to continue to be a fan of the show, and I will be pushing it, you know, and I will give my input on what I think, you know, which is easy to give input when you're not in the show, obviously, you know, I want to become a fan again, more than anything.
There you go.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to it, Willie. Thanks again for calling in. I'm not being rude to you or Michelle, but Jerry needs to wrap things up, guys. So look forward to hearing from you again, Willie.
Okay, y'all. Just make sure y'all go to that page. Go to that page. Like it. Comment on it.
Can you tell everybody again?
It's Holding Hands. It's Holding Hands. It's on YouTube. All you got to do is push in Holding Hands. Comment on it, like it, and the Facebook page is Holding Hands. It's the Facebook page is called Holding Hands. So just go to them two things. Like the Facebook page, like the video. You know, just keep supporting us, y'all, because we do appreciate it, and we want to make this successful because it's going to be an awesome show whenever it hits TV.
Well, you can come back on anytime you want, and we love you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Okay,
and I love you. Boo boo.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much. We've got to wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for being here tonight. I'm going to close this out with Ron. We love you guys. Make sure you join us on Thursday. God bless you all. Take care. Here's Ron to close the show.
I'm going to close the show off with a song. It's a song that means something to me, and I just want to say thank you, but you know, you guys all mean something to me, and this is the best way to close off the show, and it's what I say to you guys every time I think about you guys, and I love you guys, and... guys, come back. I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys so much, and I do praise the Lord for everything he did today. He's been good to me. Thank you.
I want to thank you guys so much for continuing to support us. I miss you, Ron. Say goodnight, you guys.
Good night, Sherry.
Good night. That's a wrap for tonight. Good night, everyone.